You're with the News at 1 on RTE Radio 1. You can listen back to or download a podcast of the programme at rte.ie/news at 1. To Britain now, where a pub landlady has won her court fight with the English Premier League over the use of a Greek TV decoder to screen games. Karen Murphy used the decoder in her Portsmouth pub to bypass controls over match screening. She was fined £8,000 sterling before taking her case to the European Court of Justice. It found partly in her favour, and now the High Court in London has also ruled in her favour. John Hogan is a partner with Le Mans Solicitors here in Dublin. He's been following the case. Can you just give us a bit of the background to the case, Mr. Hogan?
Certainly, Jonathan, no problem at all. Your readers may recall this actually hit the news around October, early October of last year initially, and it's a saga that's been going on a lot longer than that for Miss Murphy. It was 6 years ago that she was originally fined, and it was part of a private prosecution taken by the Premier League against her, and actually it has exploded fairly spectacularly in the face of the Premier League now at this stage. But she has fought that fight in a kind of a David and Goliath style for the last 6 years, eventually taking her case all the way from the original Magistrates Court to the European Court of Justice. That's where she won in October, and basically her result in October has now been reinforced and repeated by the High Court, who initially referred the case over to the European Court of Justice.
And what implication is this going to have for people screening publicly Premiership matches here in Ireland?
Well, it's going to be very hard to see in the short term what the Premier League are going to do about it. There's two very interesting aspects to the case. The first of which is that just in pure simple pounds, shillings and pence, Ms. Murphy was paying an annual fee, I think, to a Greek decoder operation of about £700 for her Sky access, whereas the equivalent would have been roughly £600 a month were she to take it from Sky in the UK. So immediately she's saving an awful lot of money, and pubs will be very interested in that, obviously. Secondly, though, there have been serious questions asked about the copyright that's held by the Premier League over the matches, and I think this is the beginning of a rewriting of their business model. It'll have to be that now for Sky and for the Premier League.
In reaction to the European Court of Justice's decision last year, Sky took a very strong line, discouraging people from rebroadcasting Premiership broadcasts. Have we any indication what way they're going to go now? Is it, as you say, unlikely they're going to fight this further?
Well, no, I expect that this is what's happened here is actually this is round two, if you like, to Ms. Murphy. But in between, just a month ago or earlier this month, it actually was the Premier League won a minor victory in relation to a copyright fight with a supplier in the UK and a pub chain called Essor Leisure. They claimed at that stage they made a big song and dance of having won that case, but in fact, they were just postponing the day that has arrived now, which essentially says that there are serious copyright issues over how they broadcast matches and the amounts they can charge for it across Europe. And they're going to have to rewrite their business. I think that seems to be the outcome of it.
And will the implications here be the same then as they are in Britain?
More than likely there would be a knock-on effect for Ireland, because what happens is that the next round of bidding, if you like, for the Premier League rights will come up for 2013 to 2016. So it's actually that's the next round that's naturally going to arrive, and this will have to be ironed out by Sky before then. Otherwise, they'll probably face a situation where no one will offer any money because no one will be able to be certain of the value of those rights.
Well, we'll keep an eye on this story. That's John Hogan, partner with Le Mans Solicitors, speaking to us there. To water-